I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. The public comment period for the EPA's final Waters of the U.S. or WOTUS repeal has expired. The repeal overturns the Obama-era WOTUS rule that added clean water protections to streams and wetlands. That drew criticism from ag and other industries that claimed it was an overreach. The Clean Water Act set up a structure to regulate pollution discharge into water and included definitions like ephemeral and dry features. In Colorado, those include things like gullies and washes, which are all over the state, along with temporary water features that run wet in the spring during runoff and run dry the rest of the year. Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval spoke to the National Association of Manufacturers at the EPA's WOTUS repeal signing.
Farmers want to make sure that the water is clean. They want to protect their natural resources. But just like Mr. James says, if you're a regulator under this ruling, it was impossible to regulate it. Under this ruling, it was impossible for our farmers to know what they were supposed to do and what they could and couldn't do.
Colorado was one of 25 states that initially won injunctions blocking the WOTUS rule. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser has said he will take a close look at the Trump administration's new law. He says he might challenge the unwinding of the Waters of the United States rule if he determines that the Environmental Protection Agency has gutted the policy to the extent that Colorado's water quality could suffer. I'm Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West.